Understanding the latest stats, South Africa data, and its impact. Joining us on the line, we welcome Patricia Kocka from Stats South Africa. Patricia, very good afternoon to you, and thank you for taking the time to join us.
Good afternoon, sir, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Patricia, call me Michael, not sir. My dad is sir.
Michael, all right.
Patricia, great to have you on board, and thanks once again for joining us on the home run. Okay, so let's begin. Can you tell us a bit about your role at Stats South Africa and what your responsibilities involve in presenting and interpreting this data for the public? Over to you.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Okay, as Michael indicated, my name is Patricia Kocka. I'm the Chief Director, responsible for a unit within government. We call them Chief Directorate, that is responsible for the production, analysis and dissemination on statistics based on poverty, inequality, spending patterns of South Africans, as well as income sources. Mm-hmm. We produce reports on food security and all poverty related products, like your subjective poverty, monetary poverty, multidimensional poverty. In a nutshell, I lead that chief directorate. So what we do, there is data collection that occurs at provincial level, and then from our end, it's sort of like a content area, specialist area, where we do the analysis and then put together all these products in the form of reports of the results, and then we disseminate to the public. Yes.
Okay, right. So that's a broad overview. Now let's come to issues such as accuracy and accessibility to South Africans. Now, when you mentioned poverty, poverty also can extend across a variety of communities. How do you ensure accuracy there?
Yes, that's a good question. Internally, the work that we do, we subject our work to sort of expert. We partner with experts in the area, in the field. Mm-hmm. And then we had a big opportunity this round, having a long-standing partnership with the World Bank. Mm-hmm. What we did was to bring on board the experts from the World Bank in order to work with us. You know, there is a process that we had indicated in the technical report, where we had indicated that our data is subjected to what is called quality enhancement review. So the data is being tested, you know, robustly, so to ensure that there is nothing, no data quality issues. It's fit for use to produce numbers that will be able to inform policy. Mm-hmm. So internally as well, we've got standards that guide us in the work that we do in the analysis and putting together this indicator. So there is so much of measures put in place to ensure that the work that we do, the data, the indicators that we produce are accurate and are good to inform policy.
Okay. Patricia, sorry, if you can just run by us when you introduced what exactly you're overseeing. So that was poverty. Just got a bit of a mental block here. What were the other categories that you outlined earlier?
Okay. I do also produce products, reports on food security. Mm-hmm. I had indicated that also we do produce statistical releases based on incomes and expenditures of South African households.
Right.
And that particular data, it fits into the basket of goods and services for the CPI compilation.
Okay. So at this stage, let's now look at the statistics released today. And based precisely on what you've just outlined, what are the main headline figures that you believe every South African should be aware of?
Okay, is that we are saying in terms of poverty, looking at monetary terms, like income-wise, mm-hmm. we're seeing the population of South Africa that are poor falling to 37.9 million
okay.
people.
Right.
It's a percentage of people. I just want to get to the I prefer the numbers, because the numbers will sort of give in perspective the how big the people, the number is in terms of those that were in poverty and has fallen to what to what. Mm-hmm. I know that from the numbers that we've published, we have indicated that we are seeing from 2006 to 2023, we are seeing 4.1 billion people graduating out of poverty.
Wow, okay.
So, yes. The number in millions, it was standing at 27.3 million South Africans that were poor.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we are down to, from 2006, we are down to 23.2 million people. So when you get the difference of those two, about 4.1 million South Africans have graduated out of poverty.
Okay. Patricia, something that that caught my attention when you outlined what categories you specifically focus on. Household incomes, household stats. What are you gathering from that?
The household incomes.
Yes, that was a category you outlined earlier on. So what are you finding out about that?
Okay, for household incomes, what we do in our data collection tool, which is the household questionnaire, what we do, we gather information on first, what are the income sources of South Africans?
Right.
And then from there, the income sources that have been provided, then we will get the corresponding incomes. Let's say they come to my house, they ask me, Patricia, what income source do you have? It's salaries and wages. And how much would you earn per annum? I indicate an amount that I earn per annum. So that collected data from South Africans, then we gather together to see how many South Africans, their source of income is salaries and wages, how many their own account workers, their own businesses, and so forth. So that kind of data that we have collected, it affords us to be able to do to produce and provide such statistics on the household incomes of South Africa.
Okay. Patricia, with Stats South Africa, gathering all this information, collating it, and, like ascertaining its pros and cons and what have you, where does this then go? Somebody listening out there believes, all right, so you've taken these stats, you've determined all these results and what have you. Where does it go and how then would it then benefit the ordinary South African? What is the prime objective to all these stats?
Yes, I'll start with the biggest one. We've got the National Development Plan.
Mm-hmm.
Nationally, then in terms of the African agenda, we've got Africa Agenda 2063.
Right.
Internationally, we've got this Sustainable Development Goals. So the data that we're providing, first, it must be able to serve the needs of the country. In the NDP, it's being the targets have been put. Inequality, inequality as well as poverty. Inequality, we need to have income in order for us to be able to produce the inequality. In the NDP, it's framed well that government would like to see inequality in South Africa reducing to 0.6. So that the information that we produce, it fits into that, so that government can be able to see, to evaluate, are we reaching the targets that we have set for ourselves, for the people of South Africa? So also I had indicated earlier that incomes, especially expenditure, it goes into the basket of consumer goods and services for us to be able to compute the CPI, Consumer Price Index, the general increase in price levels of the goods and services that South Africans are consuming.
Right.
So the work that we do, it fits there. And also the researchers, the students at universities, they use this data to do their research work in order to advance, in their studies, in the levels of studies, especially honors degrees and master's degrees. And we have also international, partners, OECD and all that. They get this data and they put it together in their different when they want to do comparative analysis when looking to into other countries in terms of how are we doing South Africa in terms of incomes, wealth, and so forth. So our work, it's really, it's broad, like we're feeding into a whole lot. And for a business in South Africa, they would like to see, so on average, if maybe I want to start a new business, on average, how much can I start my people if I'm in this particular business and all that. So it's feeding into a whole lot within the country, and it is assisting in those areas.
Okay, particularly, I presume, like food security, pinpoint those specific societies in need.
Yes.
Okay. True. All right. Something I must ask you. Given all of that report back you gave earlier on, were there any specific surprises or trends in that data that caught your attention?
Yeah, actually, we go out there at Statistics South Africa and we collect data. Mm-hmm. And there are also the other parts which we acknowledge in the nation of those experts in the country that do modeling. So they will model to say, okay, they use the data. Let's say the last data we had on poverty was in 2015. They will use that data to model poverty. And then when we looked at the trends, it was indicating that poverty has been on the rise. So our expectation was that we're going to find that in the data, but the data, it told us otherwise, that the case is this. When you look at from 2006 to 2023, and even looking at that latest one I had indicated of 2015 to 2023, still we are seeing a decline.
Okay, Patricia. Okay, so how could South Africans engage with Stats South Africa data themselves? Okay, are there tools or resources you recommend for people who want to explore the data in more detail?
Yes, we do. All the data files that we have utilized in putting together these indicators, we have them. If the listeners or South Africans would like to engage with this data, we do have, you go on our website, and then towards the end on the page, there is a grid down there. I think it's in darker gray. There is a link there, hyperlink. It's written, Isibalo Data Portal.
Sorry, say that again.
Isibalo Data Portal.
Can you spell that? Isibalo.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
Isibalo is ISI.
Yes.
BALO.
BALO.
B for baby.
Okay.
Apple.
Right.
L for Lily. O for old. Yes. Isibalo Portal.
Isibalo Portal. Okay, that will be of interest to the listeners. Of course, now as mentioned, how do they access the data themselves and interpret? What exactly you've outlined and exactly where the stats reside at the moment and how they go forward in progressing. Objectives in the country regarding these stats. Speaking of which, question I'm getting is: what role do Stats South Africa reports play in informing media coverage and public policy discussions? I think somebody's just coming on the discussion a bit later.
How we do our engagements, especially after we have released reports like this, we have a series of stakeholders from government, academia, and then private businesses, NGOs, and so forth. So what they would do, because when we publish, we put there the names of people that can be reached out from our communications unit, as well as us from the technical side, the content side. So we open discussions, and then stakeholders, they approach us, they request for meetings, and then we engage with them. Like most of the time after the release, what we do is interviews like you, like now, right now with Chai FM. We have done with the major ones like 702, Tobela FM, you know, all those you can think of, radio stations, the biggest ones within the country in different provinces. So we engage on this, and then there are also some, you know, editorial opinions from our statistician general that he writes, and, you know, about poverty, you know, taking it, you know, removing the technical aspects of it and then putting it in simple terms in order for you know, for a general person, general South African on the street to be able to, you know, to understand what is this poverty is being talked about.
Right. Patricia, as we move into 2026, what upcoming data releases should people watch out for, and what trends might they reveal about our economy, households and society?
Okay, specifically from my unit, we will be releasing an inequality trends report. So we have looked at poverty. So in 2026, we will be releasing the inequality trends report. The inequality also, as well, I had indicated that it's feeding into the National Development Plan work to see how are we doing as a nation in terms of that. So we also have subjective poverty reports that are coming. You know, subjective, it's like you're getting the perceptions of households about poverty. I can say, okay, it's Patricia, I feel that I'm poor because I don't have an iPhone Pro Max 16. Whatever the latest, yes. So we have such reports as well that are going out. We later going to have food security, which we measure as well to show how South Africans are faring in terms of food security as a nation. So those are the key critical reports that are coming from my unit. And then one last one, it's about child multidimensional poverty. So here we're talking not about money, but about access to services. Like you think of children in ECD, are children, you know, of an ECD going age, are they in ECDs? If not, then we say they are deprived. So sure, those are the kind of products and the reports that are forthcoming within my unit in 2026.
Patricia, we've just about run out of time, but we thank you sincerely for coming on board at such short notice and giving us an insight into the latest stats, South Africa data, and helping us to understand how it affects all South Africans. Patricia, we really appreciate your time. Thanks so much. And as it is a festive season, wishing from all of us, wishing you all the best and peace and blessings and everything of the best for 2026. Patricia Koka from Stats South Africa, understanding the latest stats, SA data and its impact. You can do more by going to the Isibalo portal, which she outlined. Just type in Isibalo and yes, it will bring up the website, and you can then access all the stats and see exactly where we stand on a number of issues in our country.